So last week, we were thinking about and we were looking at the number of times that Jesus instructed us, gave us the instructions to be of good cheer. How many times? We saw there's at least 8 times, in some versions 9 times, that Jesus said, gave us that specific instruction to be of good cheer. And with each instruction that he gave us to be of good cheer, we got a greater understanding of the promises that are tied to that choice that we have every day to live in his good cheer. We also realized that that call that he gave to be of good cheer, it's like a compass. A compass always points to true north. Well, when we looked at those verses that talked about good cheer in itself and what the word means, good cheer is like a compass. It's always pointing us back. Time and again, it points us back to the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And it points us back to the joy of heaven and the joy of earth at God becoming flesh. The instructions to be of good cheer. The instruction to be of good cheer is tied with the joy that was expressed to the shepherds on that night that they were in the field, that night of Jesus' birth. It's tied to the rejoicing that was spoken of by the angel Gabriel when he announced the coming of Jesus Christ, the coming birth of Jesus to Mary. It's also tied and points to the joy of those wise men as they once again found that star that led them directly to the Christ child. And it also points us to the joy that we saw with John the Baptist as he leapt within his mother's womb. He leaps within Elizabeth's womb just at hearing the words of greeting from Mary who came with child, with Jesus. Good cheer. Be of good cheer. To be of good cheer ties us always to the joy of Jesus Christ coming to this fallen world. It's joy, because joy is his nature. And that's the nature that Jesus Christ has invested in us, joy. Now, last week we concluded by looking and becoming aware of the fact that the Greek word that we see as good cheer, we saw that that word was associated with another Greek word, a Greek word that denotes happiness, gladness, a cheerful state of mind. That state of gladness and joy. That state of gladness and joy is the exact description that the Bible itself uses to describe to us Jesus Christ. We saw that in Hebrews. Look at this from Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 9. I'm going to show you this from the Amplified Bible. You have loved, speaking about Jesus, this is the Bible's description of Jesus. You have loved righteousness. You've delighted in integrity, virtue, and uprightness, in purpose, thought, and action. And you have hated lawlessness, injustice, and inequity. Therefore God, even your God, Godhead, has anointed you in all of the exultant joy and gladness above and beyond all of your companions. Jesus is the Word. Jesus himself is the Word of God. And this is the Word of God describing Jesus to us. So this is Jesus describing himself to you and I. This is how he wants you and I to see him. He's anointed with the oil of exultant joy and gladness. This is who Jesus is. He's anointed with the oil of exultant joy and gladness. So in this flesh, when Jesus was here walking on the earth in this flesh, he was anointed. In the flesh, he was anointed in the oil of joy and gladness. This is who he was. Now, the word that we see here is oil, when we read this. That word, in this context, oil means this. Jesus was anointed in the oil of joy and gladness. Oil means this, specifically in this context. It means the indwelling and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. So when Jesus was here walking on this earth in this flesh, Jesus with the Holy Spirit in him, was the exultant and complete joy and gladness. So realize this truth from that. We have that very same anointing of joy and gladness dwelling inside of us today and every day. We have that joy dwelling in us because we have that same Spirit of God dwelling inside of us. So, through us, every day, through us, the joy of Jesus Christ is to be expressed. Through us, the joy of Jesus Christ should have an effect. It should have an impact on the world around us. They should see and respond to that joy that is in us, that joy of Jesus that's in us and is expected to come out of us. You know, we just sang songs, and I'm sure today you're going to hear songs again. We sing songs about joy to the world, and we're expressing the joy of Jesus coming as God coming and becoming this flesh. But we are ourselves supposed to be living out and expressing to those around us that joy of Jesus Christ. And if we live and express that joy, as we're going to see, it will have an impact. It impacts your life, but it impacts the lives of the world around us. So this joy that we see, this joy, this outpouring of joy that we're talking about, it was expressed. It was expressed in a number of ways. It was expressed in the very announcement of the coming of Jesus Christ at his birth. It was expressed. And I want you to see for a second. I'm going to read a verse to you. When this was expressed to Jesus, I want you to listen to the words that Gabriel said to Mary, and then listen to Mary's response. And remember, this is an expression of joy. So let's look at that. This is from Luke chapter 1, verses 28 and 29. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Now in this verse, here's Gabriel. Gabriel's coming from the presence of God. Gabriel's coming directly from the throne of glory. And he's coming and he's bringing this news. He's bringing this message, which is going to bring, it brings with it rejoicing. It's a message of great joy. And yet Mary is troubled by these words. Why? Well, in part we have to understand that the word that we read here as rejoice, that word means, literally it means this. Rejoice here means greeting with the greatest fulfillment of joy. It's greeting filled with the greatest outpouring of joy. And yet Mary is troubled by that greeting. Mary's troubled by that greeting. The word troubled indicates that she was struggling. It's that going back and forth that she has with the inner thoughts and the inner emotions that she's battling and struggling with because of this very greeting. Why is Mary struggling with this? Well, Mary's struggling with this. The inner struggle that Mary has is because she understands the implications of the greeting that Gabriel is bringing to her. She fully understands the implications of what's being said by the angel Gabriel and what it means to her. She understands those implications. And because of that, we do see that she has that trouble that's there. Because the word that we see there is rejoice, that word also means, and I love this, listen carefully. Here's why she's struggling. It means an awareness of God's grace. So God's grace is God giving us those things that we don't deserve. It's his unmerited favor. Rejoice also means it's an awareness of God's favor. But here's the key. In this specific verse, it also means a participation in God's grace. Mary's aware that she's being called to participate in God's grace. So since these words are being brought directly from God through Gabriel to Mary, All of these words, nothing is hidden in these words to Mary. Mary fully understands the deeper implications of these words. She understands the implication behind these words. She may not fully understand what God's plan is, but she does understand this. She's being asked to participate in the bringing of God's grace, Jesus Christ. She's being asked to participate in bringing God's grace, Jesus, into this world. You can kind of understand why she's troubled with that greeting. But then we see the angel Gabriel goes on, and he fully explains to Mary the plan of God and how this shall be. And then we see that Mary, she accepts this grace. She accepts this joy in Jesus Christ. And we read that also in Luke. This is Luke chapter 1, verse number 38. Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Now it's vital for us to understand exactly how Mary received this seed of grace within her. We see that explained by going back just a couple of verses. Read this in verse number 35. I'm going to show you this in the Amplified Bible. Then the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you like a shining cloud. And so the holy, pure, sinless thing, offspring, which shall be born of you, will be called the Son of God." So Mary accepted this grace. When she accepted this grace, she received the seed of the Word. And in receiving the seed of the Word, she was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. At salvation, we accepted the grace of Jesus Christ, who is the Word. And the Holy Spirit didn't just overshadow us, but the Holy Spirit came to dwell within us, to live within us, and to fill us with His power. Think about this. Mary had Jesus physically inside of her, and that was a reason for rejoicing. You and I, we have Jesus living and dwelling inside of us, because His Spirit is in our spirit. That's an even greater, that is a daily reason to be rejoicing. Just as the joy of Jesus was birthed into the world through Mary, you and I have the joy of Jesus in us. So in the same way, the joy of Jesus is birthed into the world today through you and through me. This is the joy. When we sing about joy to the world, this is the joy of Jesus. Yes, He came into the world. Thank you, Jesus. But it's what He's done, and it's the result that is in us today. It's Jesus that's in us. And so His joy is in us. And it's a joy that is in us with the power, because we have both the seed, His Word, and we have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, filling us with His power. When we live out and express that joy of Jesus, when people see that joy, uncontainable joy in you, it has an effect on them. And it has a powerful effect on their lives. Now, there's another awesome reality that I want us to consider. Regardless of how you feel today, you are anointed with the oil of exultant gladness and joy. Joy that comes only through Jesus Christ. And a joy that is beyond all the flesh. Remember, we saw in Hebrews that Jesus was anointed with the oil of the Holy Spirit in exultant joy and gladness. Well, you as a believer in Jesus Christ, you are anointed with that same oil, the Holy Spirit. And because His Spirit is in you today, His joy is in you. You know, regardless of whether or not I feel like it today, His joy is in me. Because joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. If His Spirit is in you, if you are saved, if you've accepted the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, then His Spirit dwells within you. And one of the fruits of the Spirit is joy. That means His joy, regardless of how I feel, His joy is in here. And I can choose to express that joy regardless of the situation or the circumstances. I can express that joy. Now we see that truth in Galatians chapter 5, verse number 22. Again, this is in the Amplified Bible. But the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which is His presence within, accomplishes, is love, joy, gladness, peace, patience, and even temper, forbearance, kindness, goodness, benevolence, faithfulness. All of those things. But please notice, it focuses on joy and on gladness. These are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. The result that comes, the fruit that resulted from the Holy Spirit overshadowing Mary was Jesus in the flesh. The fruit that results and can result every day from the Holy Spirit dwelling in us is the joy of Jesus. And it's the joy of Jesus that we can and should daily express to the Lord. Daily, the world should see the joy of Jesus within us. Now, look, in this natural world, the reality is you may not always feel that exultant joy. You may not feel it because our feelings and our emotions are in our soul. But this anointing joy, this anointed joy of Jesus Christ, it's in you, but it's in your spirit. So to fully experience the joy that is in us, we have to bring it from our spirit into our soul. Now we do this by choosing, listen to this, we do this by choosing to be joyous, choosing to be joyous regardless of the situation or regardless of how you feel at the moment. Knowing that the joy of Jesus is in you, expect joy. Speak words of joy. Act out the joy that is in you already. In other words, as we learned last week, be of good cheer. Choose to be of good cheer. If you will choose to be of good cheer, the joy of Jesus Christ, the exultant joy and gladness of Jesus Christ that is in your spirit will flow from your spirit with anointing into your very soul. That is how we experience the joy of Jesus Christ in all things, through all things, and regardless of all things. This is the joy. Joy to the world. This is the joy that's in us, and this is the power of the joy that's in us. This is the joy that the world should see. Even when your situation or your circumstances in the world knows that your circumstances, by their standards, they would be depressed. But when they see joy coming from you, and it's real joy, it's not a face you put on, it's not an act, it's real joy, because that joy, not your joy, His joy that's in you, you're bringing His joy from your spirit into your soul. The world sees that joy, and you feel, and you live, and you experience that joy in you. Now, another time that we see the joy at the birth of Jesus Christ is when it was expressed to the shepherds in the field that night. We see that in Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Now when you see joy in that verse, there is a slight variation of the meaning of the word joy. It's a slight variation of the meaning of the word joy in this verse. Now, it still has the same root, so it still does mean exultant joy and gladness. But in this verse, it also means something else. It specifically means the source of joy. So the angel is announcing to the shepherds in the field, the angel is announcing to them that on this very night, the pure, the holy joy, the source of pure and holy joy has this night come into the world. That is good news. That's why the shepherds could rejoice. And you know, that's why the light shone. How could that kind of a statement be made and not have the light of heaven poured out onto those fields and onto those shepherds at that moment? But there's another variation to that word that's important for us. So again, it's the same word. It has the same root word for joy. So it still means exalt in joy and celebration. It also means the source of joy. But it means one other thing. It also means God's grace recognized. Now, I want you to notice something. The word joy that we saw, the word joy that was expressed to Mary, and the word joy that we see right here expressed to the shepherds, both of those words, joy, focus on grace. They both focus on the word grace, on an awareness of God's grace, and a recognizing God's grace. And you know what's neat? Both of those words share the exact same root word. And that word is charis. And charis is the Greek word for grace. I knew Dan would know that. It's the Greek word for grace. Everything about joy, everything about when we sing about joy to the world, it's tied to grace and to the knowing of grace. This is the power. When we live out that joy of Jesus Christ that's in us, even when we don't feel it, when we live it out, we will experience it, we will feel it, and it brings an awareness of the grace of God to others. It brings a recognition of the grace of God. As I live out the joy of Jesus Christ in my life, it makes the world around me both aware of, and the world then recognizes the grace of God. That's the power of living out joy. Joy to the world, but joy that is expressed through us. Now the angel also said to the shepherds that this is a great joy. Not just joy, it's a great joy. The word great means in the widest sense. Our lives should be a daily walking expression of the joy of Jesus Christ in the widest sense of the word. I got to ask myself, people who are watching me on a daily basis, are they seeing joy in the widest sense of the word? And we might think that's impossible, but again, if we realize that the joy of Jesus Christ, regardless of how we feel, His joy and the fullness of the joy, and it's a joy that you could never manufacture or stir up yourself, but that joy of Jesus Christ is residing in us all the time because His Spirit is in us. Is the world seeing through me that joy, that kind of joy? Because if they are, it's making the world around me, it's making the people that don't yet know Jesus Christ, it's making them aware of God's grace. And it makes them recognize the grace of God as well. That's powerful. So there's one final example that I want to look at this morning. Even before Jesus was born, when Jesus was still in Mary's womb, we see the power of the radiant joy in Jesus. Mary had just become pregnant with Jesus, and she decides she chooses to go and visit her cousin, Elizabeth, who's 6 months pregnant with John the Baptist. Now, read what happens. This is Luke chapter 1, verses 41 through 44. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb. Now, I've been talking about how the joy of Jesus Christ, the power that it has. Look at this. So it causes John to leap in her womb. And then here's the next thing we see. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Think about the impact of the joy that is in you. That if we will live out and express that joy, regardless of my situation, regardless of how I feel, If I will live out that joy of the Holy Spirit that is in me, that very real joy, I'll experience that joy and look at the power to the world. Look at what it does to the world. John, as an infant inside the womb, leaps for joy, and Mary and Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit. True. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is it granted to me that the mother of the Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as that voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy." At the mere presence of the unborn Jesus, at the mere presence, John responds with joy and leaps in Elizabeth's womb. Now again, I love looking at the Greek and looking at the words. Because in all these different words of joy, all these different times we've looked at joy and how joy is expressed, we see the similarity. We see it's always tied to that anointing, being anointed in the oil of exultant gladness and joy. But in each of these different things, we see there's just little variations, little additions. Well, here when it talks about the joy of John, when John hears just the greeting of Mary who has Jesus inside of her, just that causes John to leap for joy. Now again, joy means all those same things, exultant joy and gladness. But in this context, it also means this. I love this. It means wild joy. It means ecstatic delight, exultation. It means all of these things. This is a wild, ecstatic, exhilarating. It means exhilarating joy. Just as John responded to Jesus with Jesus' own exultant joy, John responded to the presence of the joy of Jesus with a response in kind. He had that same joy. He experienced the joy of Jesus, and he responded with the joy of Jesus. In the same way, so should the world respond to the Jesus that is in us. Listen, if I will allow the exultant joy of Jesus Christ that is in me to flow through me and touch the world that's ready to receive Jesus, I should expect the power of that joy, because the joy brings with it an awareness of the grace of God and a recognition of His joy, of His grace. So I should expect, if I have wild joy for Jesus Christ, I should expect the world to respond with wild joy. We sometimes get frustrated because we don't see people responding to Jesus with enthusiasm, with joy. Well, maybe it's because of what they're perceiving in me or what they're not perceiving in me. Maybe they need to see the joy of Jesus Christ, because if I live out wild, ecstatic joy for Jesus, according to this, I can expect the world to respond in kind with that same joy. There are people in the world around you that are waiting right now. They're waiting for the opportunity to respond to your joy in Jesus Christ. And they're waiting to respond with wild, ecstatic joy, because they've been made aware of the grace. Through your joy, they have been made aware of the grace, and they recognize the grace of Jesus Christ for them. We sing about songs like "Joy to the World" at Christmas. And when we sing those songs, it should be an annual reminder to us that the joy that we're singing about is the joy that is already in us, in Jesus. It's the joy that is already in here. And it's the joy that Jesus wants. It's His joy. And He wants it to be expressed. He wants to express His joy through each one of us. Jesus brought joy to the world. And Jesus has anointed each one of us as His followers. He's anointed us in the oil, the Holy Spirit, the oil of exultant joy and gladness. Regardless of how you feel, this is what resides in you. Choose to be of good cheer. Choose to live joyously and let the joy of Jesus that is in you flow through you and touch the world that is around you. It'll have a transforming effect on the world around us. And that is the joy to the world. That's the power of joy to the world. Amen? Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for what you've done, for who you are. And we thank you. Even though we may not feel it, we thank you that at all times we can be reminded. And Holy Spirit, remind us. Those times when we allow ourselves to become discouraged, those times that we allow ourselves to be frustrated because of the things of the world, those times that the things in the world look like and appear that they're contrary to your word and your promises, Holy Spirit, remind us that your joy resides within us. Your joy is ever present in our spirits. And we will then bring that joy from our spirit to our soul by speaking words of joy, by acting out the joy that is in us. And we will thus experience that joy in our own souls, our emotions, real joy. And the world will be touched and affected by your joy through us. We praise you and thank you for this. You be glorified in our lives. We rejoice. Just as you said through the angel Gabriel to Mary, rejoice. We choose to rejoice in you today and every day that you are glorified. It's in your name, Jesus. Amen.